The private sector has a key role in helping refugees of all ages rebuild their lives in societies where they have found shelter.
Welcome to the second Prospects podcast episode on Youth Rights at Work. I'm your host, Tom Netter, and today we'll explore how the private sector can play a pivotal role in supporting young refugees' access to employment and in protecting their rights to and at work. We'll hear about why investing in young refugee talent is not only the right thing to do, but also makes strong business sense, driving innovation and inclusion. With me today is Roman Boyko, human rights and social impact leader at Inca Group, the largest IKEA retailer. Roman, welcome to the podcast. So to start off, could you tell us a little bit about the Inca Group and your role there?
Yes, definitely. Hello, everyone, and I'm very happy to be here at Inca Group, which is the largest IKEA retailer. My role mainly focuses on scaling the social impact through the community programs. So I work with the community programs in the markets where we are based, work on the refugee inclusion, and also on supporting the integration of social enterprises in our value chain. And when I talk about a social impact, what I mean is the impact that we have on the society and the markets where we are, right? So it's both the positive and the negative ones. So we work hard to minimize any harm through our strong internal policies, but we also try to scale to amplify the good that we can do. So that means that we are actively supporting also the neighborhoods and the communities where we operate and where our coworkers and the customers live.
Thanks, Roman, for that introduction. Now, what role do you think the private sector can and should play in advancing decent job opportunities for young refugees?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Based on our findings, the majority of people actually expect significant business actions on equality. So the private sector has a key role in helping refugees of all ages rebuild their lives in the societies where they have found shelter. Young refugees in particular represent one of the most vulnerable groups. Rebuilding the life as a refugee goes far beyond just having a roof over your head. So for young people, it means also access to opportunity. And basically, this is the chance for them to reclaim control of their future. And the most effective way to do is through meaningful employment and decent employment. So decent work gives refugees the ability to support themselves, their families, but also builds the resilience, maintains dignity, empowers them to contribute to their new communities. So in fact, it's simple, but hard. It's really the equation of when refugees succeed, the communities succeed. And we take this responsibility seriously. So as a major employer and partner and influencer, we try to contribute in three ways. If I just briefly introduce them, one is we provide access to opportunities through training, mentoring, and employment. Our Skills for Employment program that we'll speak about today is a good example. So it's more than just a job. Employment offers financial security, makes it easier to find housing, which is especially challenging for young people. It helps them to learn language, understand the culture, and build friendships. As one of our alumni once said, working at IKEA opens 8 or 9 doors you need to walk through. So having a job is really a door opener for many. The second path or second pillar is to work on changing the narrative. So we have gained a lot of experience working with refugees, but also met fantastic people. Those stories we really would like to share with our coworkers, but also externally. So through our in-store communications, storytelling in our channels, practical toolkits for other companies, we also try to share as much as possible from what we have learned. Now, your practical example is the Skills for Employment Toolkit that you can find on our website, inca.com, which is a kind of how-to guide for companies looking to create kind of similar programs that we have done. And it includes all the learnings, the practices, the insights from the leaders that are running the program. So it's free and available. Anybody can download and have a look. And finally, we collaborate with others to break down systemic barriers in the labor market, because no company can do this alone. So that's why we co-hosted an event in Brussels earlier this year with our long-term partner, UNHCR. And we brought together 200 business leaders to discuss how to simplify and improve labor market access. And from that, we are launching a working group at the EU level to take this exchange further.
Okay, Roman, thanks for that very comprehensive response. Now, the INCA group has been at the forefront of preparing refugees, including young refugees, for the world of work and expanding labor market opportunities for them. Can you walk us through your Skills for Employment initiative and what impact you've seen so far?
Sure, I would be happy to. So the Skills for Employment initiative focuses on supporting refugees to find employment through three pillars. One is to provide professional language lessons, because we know the language is in most markets is key for getting access to the job market. The second is on-the-job training. So that's the practical part, the on-the-hands experience you can get. And the third one is the body support. And when I say body support, I mean having someone at work, a peer, that helps you with the onboarding, integration, but also building the sense of belonging. So it's about the knowledge, it's about the experience, but it's also about empathy and patience and clear communication with the body. And that helps the participants to navigate in a new environment. So now, if I take you back to the beginning, and if you look back to this journey began in IKEA in Switzerland in 2016, where this initiative was born, from like very simple realization that while refugees' basic needs were met, unemployment remained very high. So at that time, it was around 80% of the refugees were jobless in Switzerland. So what they launched was a six-month internship program to help integrate refugees through on-the-job training in their 9 stores. And from that, a few other markets took that learning in UK, Norway, and built on that model. And in 2019, we have decided to take it global and to basically from bottom up, you know, to scale it to all the markets. And we came to Global Refugee Forum in 2019 and made a commitment to support 2,500 refugees across 30 countries by the end of 2022. So since then, we have been, as an INCA group, focusing on the job readiness, language skills, and changing the narrative around refugees, as I described before. And altogether, we have supported more than 4,000 refugees through the program in 26 countries. Later on, we also introduced what we call a complementary initiative called Hiring Displaced Talent, where we also saw that many refugees coming to the market are job ready and then just need access to more like job opportunities directly without any prior support. So we have seen this as a kind of broadening our recruitment approach to forcibly displaced people and directly offering them employment opportunities at IKEA. So it helped us to, you know, to tailor the onboarding position in IKEA as an employer of a choice for refugee talent. So since 2022, this framework has led to over 300 direct hires. It's also contributing to the support in its own way.
Very interesting, Roman. Now I'd like to move on and ask if are there some examples you could give us in terms of personal stories that you could share?
Absolutely. And I can share one, but there are many more. Some of them you can also find on our website. And I was working before in the Czech Republic and going to Slovakia. I met several of the participants when running the programs. But I would like to share a story of Edgar. And Edgar, I mean, his story starts in Venezuela when he was a young teacher and was forced to flee the country, leaving behind his home, his job, and his family. When he arrived in Belgium, had no valid diploma, no official documents, really just a desire to start over. And in Belgium, he began his new journey as a sales co-worker at IKEA. And he describes this as the most beautiful surprise. And then step by step, he rebuilt his own life, not only by finding the stability, but also finding his way back to teaching. Today, Edgar is a learning and development specialist at IKEA. So he's basically become one of the teachers within our company. And he truly is an ambassador for the program and for our culture and values. So we shared Edgar's stories with other stories of our coworkers on book covers during the World Refugee Day and the World Refugee Week in June. You could find it in the stores, actually in the bookshelves, the Billy shelves, where we have decided to put some of those untold stories of the participants on the book covers of the books that we placed in the Billy bookshelf as an inspiration for customers that they, you know, pass around and can read those during their shopping at IKEA.
Okay, thanks again, Roman. Now, could you tell us if there is any business value or if there's a business case for this?
Absolutely. Across Inka Group, we have seen many benefits from integrated refugees into our workforce. We know that experiences like this can foster a strong sense of togetherness and also pride among our coworkers, and they help to attract also new talent to our company. When I was running the program in the Czech Republic, we saw a shift almost immediately. So our diversity and inclusion efforts quickly became one of the top three sources of pride for coworkers, right alongside teamwork and sustainability. So that had a direct impact on the employee engagement. Also, many alumni from our Skills for Employment program, they stay with us for years. In fact, in some of the markets like France, they have gone on to lead the refugee integration efforts themselves. So we also see significantly lower turnover among program participants compared to the broader coworker base. It also has an impact on overall employee engagement, thanks to communicating the stories within the company, thanks to engagement of coworkers within the buddy program. We can see also many other benefits of integrated refugees. So I think in general, our coworkers are very proud of the program and they contribute very actively to it.
Interesting. So what have been some of the biggest lessons or surprises along the way? Anything you didn't expect when Inka first started this journey?
One lesson we learned is to think outside of the box, because traditional hiring and recruitment processes often don't work in the best way for people with refugee background. So in Poland, for example, we offer employees training in their native language, next to the offering intensive Polish language courses as a part of a Skills for Employment program. Now, also the formal interviews in non-native languages could especially be very intimidating for refugees. So in Czech Republic, for example, we learned not to make unannounced phone calls, but instead to schedule conversations and provide context in advance. In Switzerland, we run a five-day trial period instead of a series of interviews for hiring. So really, we get to train and hire good people, while also we need to improve our overall recruitment processes and accommodate them better to the needs of refugees. And as for surprises, maybe not so much surprises, but rather strong confirmations. That we have a need for policy reforms that, you know, make the labor markets more accessible to refugees. There are still many complex bureaucratic processes and limitations for the right to work, especially when we focus on the broader group of asylum seekers. For example, in Germany, asylum seekers cannot work for the first 3 months of the asylum process, and not until they complete a mandatory integration course, which can take, you know, 6 months. So that means that people are often willing and ready to work, but it can take, you know, 9 months to a year before they can even begin. Furthermore, there are challenges with the skill recognition. So which means that someone might be a lawyer in their home country, but this person's certificates and skills are not formally recognized in the country where we want to hire him or her. So we often need to employ lawyers and specialists to deal with this paperwork. You know, in Hungary, for example, the hiring process can take up to 100 days. And there is no guarantee a work permit will be granted at the end. So that's a time you need to invest. You know, some countries require labor market tests. We need to prove that no local worker can fill the role before hiring the refugee. And then there are, for example, also issues with the social benefits. So in countries like Germany, Belgium, you know, if refugees take part in the internships, they can lose or see reductions in their social support. So this creates a difficult choice between, you know, gaining work experience or maintaining financial sustainability. So kind of all of this underscores the need to actively address those labor market barriers that really delay or even restrict refugees to access the decent work.
Okay, now that was quite a comprehensive answer with a lot of good examples. So skilling and hiring young refugee talent is one part of the story, but ensuring that they can enjoy their rights at work is just as critical. What does Inka think about safeguarding refugee workers' rights and making sure that they're treated fairly in the workplace?
Our culture and values should always be reflected in our employment practices, right? So to prevent any negative harm, we have to have very good practices in place. At Inca Group, our approach is rooted in our human rights and equality policy. And then we are guided by what we call the IKEA employment standard. So these are like mandatories, minimum requirements that apply to all the coworkers, regardless of their hours, role, and location. So that's all to ensure the fair treatment among all the markets. And also we provide a confidential internal trust line where coworkers can report any concerns related to the standard or to the code of conduct. So we always strictly comply with the local laws, but also in case where there's discrepancy, we always apply the higher standard. So it could be that we are a little bit above what the law is expecting. But in this particular case, I think what also helped a lot was a partnering with local NGOs and partners. So these partners can provide us both the training to help us better understand, to have the competencies and the skills, but also helps refugee participants better understand the local setup, situation, the laws, their rights and expectations. And they also help us with the communication and culture, you know, flagging any issues early on. So their support, and I mean the local NGOs, was very key in preventing and resolving any potential challenges. I would like to also mention that we are working with UNHCR and ILO on developing what we call a decent work checklist. So watch out for the event, which is going to happen at an upcoming UN Forum on Business and Human Rights in Geneva.
Thanks, Roman. Finally, I'd like to ask, what would be your message to other companies and employers to inspire them to take urgent action on promoting refugee inclusion?
Yeah, so my message will be that helping refugees integration is always a win-win. You know, it's good for a business, but it's good for society. Refugees bring diversity. They bring new perspectives, young talent, unique skills to our company. So at the same time, the meaningful work, the decent work helps them to integrate, not just professionally, but socially, culturally as well. So then as a society, we all benefit when, you know, refugees are empowered to contribute and they're not looking for a charity, they are looking for opportunities. So my message to businesses and policymakers and civil society is really like, let's go further, let's go faster. Really the time to act is now.
Well, Roman, I want to thank you for that very interesting and compelling overview of your organization's work, making the case for businesses hiring young refugees. I also want to mention that the ILO has recently launched a campaign, Your Rights Are Your Superpowers, to increase young people's awareness of their rights at work, with a particular focus on those in forced displacement contexts. For more on this, go to www.ilo.org/youthworksrights, all one word. Meanwhile, thank you for your time.